Johnny and the Sandusky Redskins are in town against the Harbor Beach Pirates. In the history of Sandusky football, the Redskins have made the playoffs 9 total times, 4 of those since head coach Craig Jacobson has taken the helm of the program in 2013. In those last eight years, Sandusky's gone 43-27, winning 61% of their games played, including the 2015 squad that ended up 11-1 and making it all the way to the regional final. They hope to match that caliber of play in 2020, and they certainly have the roster to do it.
They certainly do. This is one of those classes that Coach Jacobson has had his eye on for many years. He's only got one district championship, and it was in that 2015 season you mentioned. But they did tie the division in 2018 as well.
That's
only outright, is that right?
Only one district title in the history of the school.
That's a great point. That is a great point. And Coach Jacobson obviously is the only one that has it. But I mentioned earlier, and we'll highlight it again, he was on the coaching staff during the state finals run with Bill Sweeney, and he was also on the coaching staff at Harbor Beach with Coach Shelke and 2 seasons under Coach Dillon. And if there's anything, like I said earlier, if there's 3 guys you want to learn from in this area, those are 3 pretty darn good ones.
The Redskins, of what might some refer to them as the Sandusky Washington football team, finished the 2019 season with a 6-4 mark, but with just 5 total seniors on the team. To start the 2020 season, Sandusky returns a flurry of talent, including their entire backfield, which is where you'll find the unanimous 2019 Thumbs Sports Writers Association Player of the Year, DeLauren Wedge.
Absolutely. You can't say enough about the speed this guy has and strength. Last year, he had just over 100 carries, took that for 1,400 yards and 21 touchdowns. Averaged an absurd 13.5 yards per carry. He even caught 4 passes for 100 yards and another score. This guy is the do-it-all back for Sandusky, will lead them in carries. He is the focal point of the offense. All defenses will attempt to keep an eye on him. He ran for 100 yards against Harbor Beach last year, and the only game he had without a touchdown, and that game, I believe, ended his season as well.
Yes, correct. He ran for over 1,400 yards in 8 games as a junior last year. But don't let Wedge fool you. He's not the only able horse in the Sandusky stable. Last year as a team, the Sandusky Redskins ran for 3,035 yards on 341 attempts, which is just about under 9 yards per average, and 45 touchdowns. Aside from Wedge, Sandusky has 2 more running backs who combined for over 1,200 yards last season.
Absolutely. Martin Tovar, still a junior, his 2nd full season on the varsity, and Zach Franzel. Now, Zach Franzel's got a bum thumb, no pun intended, but it's bandaged up, it's casted up, he's ready to go. But these guys combined for a ton of yards. Keep Martin Tovar in mind. He had 7.5 yards a carry, and Zach Franzel one-ups him with just over 8 yards per touch last season. Big playability all over this backfield. And if you're the Harbor Beach Pirates, you are going to have to be disciplined, and you cannot miss tackles in open space.
At quarterback, the Redskins have some experience and stability, especially when your play caller is now in his 3rd year starting under center. Despite not passing the ball much, senior Matt Carlson knows how to manage Sandusky's offense in between the hash marks.
Absolutely. You got to love it. And I think now being year number 3, I do expect him to throw the ball a little more. And that's more than 2 times a game, which is what normally Sandusky would do. He attempted 32 passes last season, completed 57% of them for 375 yards, and he had 4 touchdown passes. That's the key to me, because you will see him carry the ball very little, just a once in a while to catch you off guard. But the play-action pass is something Coach Jacobson would love to showcase here tonight, probably 4 or 5 times.
And speaking of Coach Jacobson out there, Dave, you see who he's talking to right there?
Yes, I do. That looks like our own Dan Banky, doesn't it?
One of his former student athletes there. Dan Banky, you pointed us out during the commercial break. He's one of the players who is actually coached or has been coached by Craig Jacobson and Troy Shelke.
He's in good company. I'm sure he learned a lot from those 2 gentlemen, and it's good to see them catching up out there.
Last year, the Sandusky Redskins had the most prolific offense of all 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams, averaging 38 points per game. Last week, they scored 36 on the road at Bad Axe, and we'll see how they do this week. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the home team, the Harbor Beach Pirates. Your home for high school football is the W at W Sports Network, being powered by Anchor Valley Services.
Harbor Drug of Harbor Beach and Deckerville have been offering affordable prices and personalized customer service for many years. They are proud to announce their 3rd location, now located in Ubley. Ubley Pharmacy is located at 2031 East Main. Hours in Ubley are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Stop in and meet Mike and his staff, or call 989-658-3324. With locations in Ubley, Deckerville, and Harbor Beach, professional assistance is always available. As your neighbors, they live, work, and play in the same community. Hours in Deckerville are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and in Harbor Beach, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to 1. Mike and his staff at all three locations, Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and now in Ubley, invite you to stop in and experience their small town store, where customers are always family.
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganthumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganthumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Autumn is at our doorstep, and that means it's time to rake in the deals at Thumb Cellular. Through September 30th, you can get $25 off all iPhones and $50 off all Androids. And you'll get a free Ventev wireless charging pad with the purchase of a compatible smartphone. Thumb Cellular has once again lowered the prices on data buckets to half price. If you're using more data than usual while working from home or homeschooling, this deal is for you. For more details on all these ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Please remember to wear a face covering. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020. Smartphone discounts and free wireless chargers require a 2-year contract. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of the Thumb.
It's week number 5 in the second week of the regular season right here on the WLW Sports Center. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from Harbor Beach, Michigan. The Sandusky Redskins are in town, taking on the defending Greater Thumb East champions for the past 3 years. Sandusky was co-champs with them 3 years ago. The Harbor Beach Pirates, for the 10th time in 11 years, the Harbor Beach Pirates have won their season opener. Troy Schalke's now into his 24th year as head coach for the Pirates, and since taking over the program from Hall of Famer Jack Dillon, the Pirates have started out the season with a record of at least 1-0 18 times now. Last Friday also marked the first time that Harbor Beach squared off with the Greater Thumb East foe, the Ubley Bearcats, in the very first week of the season. But considering this is the year of 2020, it's quite fitting.
Absolutely anything is possible nowadays. But Coach Schalke has won 69% of his games, 171 wins to 77 losses. But more impressively, he's got 8-10 win seasons in that tenure with 5 state semifinals, 1 state championship ring, probably the most favorite one of the year. But against Sandusky, he's fared pretty well. 16 wins to 7 losses, including winning 8 of the last 9. And the last time they lost was 2015. And it wasn't good. 43-8, Sandusky came in and beat these guys.
Unlike Sandusky, who had very little turnover from a year ago, Harbor Beach lost just over half of their starters to graduation. But the Pirates returned some important cogs in their offense, including their second-year starting quarterback, Dylan Kadar. The first week of the 2020 season was a bit sloppy for Harbor Beach on both sides of the ball, but Kadar kept the Pirates all moving in the same direction, enough to pull out a two-point victory over Ubley.
Absolutely. Kadar did not have his best game. He was only 4 of 10 passing, but last year he completed 67% of his passes. He averaged 200 yards a game. He had 13 passing touchdowns and just shy of 1,000 yards through the air, and has the ability to run. He ran for 4 TDs and 300 yards last year.